They're not just grit samples, Bob. See, you can't tell how deep they are until you get up to them. Hell, yeah. They've gone through.
Yeah.
Okay, station 5 is Camelot. Good old Camelot. It's probably the most concentrated boulder field on Camelot.
Okay, you know where it is, and we think it's about 092 and 1.6.
092 and 1.6.
Right.
You know, this,
but you know where it is, so you'll find it when you get there.
It's under. It's different. Wonder where Horatio is. So we're going to run into something in a minute if it's, it's probably right over that rim on the right, Jack, right off your right hand at 2 o'clock.
I guess so. If, you know, it does ramp over, huh?
It should be over there. That should be right over that rim. You know, I see why Alan Ed had trouble walking up Cone Crater. You can stand right on the edge of the rim of a crater and not know it's there.
Yep.
Man, that was spectacular. It's color on the moon.
Woo!
It was really orange. Could you see that color on the television? No answer. I'll bet they could.
No, we couldn't.
Look at the
well, guys.
Okay, I'm sure glad I went up to take a second pan and see that stuff go radially down into the center of the crater at that contact.
Yeah, that's good.
All that comes out.
The main difference is there. Comes out or not.
Okay, look up the cleft over there. You can see definite change in albedo now between the North Massif and the Sculpture Hills. Look at right up the valley. Well, you can't see it. Let me
you're right.
You got to see this. See that?
Yeah, they're. But again, that may be your photometric effect.
Yeah, one's an upslope, one's a downslope.
Yeah. Just about right. But it's supposed to be darker in the cleft, you know.
Yeah, I guess I've been on
that. LFP's back to minimum.
Roger, thank you.
I wish I had a movie picture of us driving.
You're doing the driving.
That would be the classic of the century. You're doing. Well, there must be somebody out there. Bob, the primate population, we're at 099 2.0. Is still about the 1% category of it's hard to tell going into the sun what kind of blobs you're dealing with, but my guess is most of them look like they're slightly vesicular, and in that regard resemble the gabbros.
Okay, copy that.
Many, there's something. There's a class of boulder that is flat-topped and fairly well-rounded that is just about completely buried. Only not more than 5 centimeters of it projects above the surface. We've seen those off and on both days. Remember, Gino?
Yeah.
And they seem to be quite distinct. At least you notice them. Now, whether they're just a continuation of the mantling, I don't know. But most other boulders, the big ones, seem to be project above the surface more than just that 5 or 10 centimeters. I'll tell you, the Sculptured Hills just have that wrinkled old face ceiling.
Yep. There are blocks over there, though.
There's blocks, but I don't see any concentrated outcrops or concentrated masses of blocks up on the slope anywhere. Like
possibly do.
Do you think that's Camelot or not?
I think that might be Camelot.
Look at that.
Nice shot.
Look at that. Right on the southwestern rim.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the ratio's got to be on our right.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Doggone it.
It's not a ratio, is it?
Well, we're at 0.94, 1.7.
Stand by.
Okay.